Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
I'm going to borrow that line now, from soil to concrete. Commercial estate agents and developers say that big tech firms in Dublin are planning to sublet swathes of their office space later this year as they no longer need it. So what is the future for the office space market now that workers have become used to blended working? Is property of this kind being overdeveloped? Could the market be headed for an oversupply problem? I'm joined by Sean Keyes, finance correspondent with The Currency. It's not that long ago that we were being told that the lack of office space was absolutely critical to the future of the economy.
It's quite a turnaround. Yeah, what we have now is this gap, I think, where I think there's quite clear evidence from our own lives, from Ireland, from other places around the world, that people are working from home around 2 days a week, give or take. And it varies depending on location, but it's around 2 days a week. And so that's obviously a big drop in demand for office space. It's a 40% drop in demand for office space. But then if you look at the actual market for commercial office buildings, it hasn't really absorbed that yet or hasn't adapted to it yet. You're seeing like a very gradual decline in the price of office buildings. So it seems like something has got to give. You know, either we go back to our old ways of working, which doesn't seem very likely, the office market adjusts, which could well happen. Third option, I suppose, is that, you know, we things continue on the way they are, with companies continue to use, have half-empty offices a lot of the time. But that strikes me as unlikely because, I mean, office rent is a very big expense for companies. It's around 3-4% of their turnover. If you can meaningfully cut that, you can meaningfully increase profits. Companies probably would take that option, I would think.
You're making the assumption here that this is about the desire to work from home. What if it's actually because companies are contracting their businesses in anticipation of economic downturn and that the underlying reason for the need for office space hasn't ultimately changed and will in the next economic cycle come back?
So, what's interesting, there's an American economist that collects data. He collects really good data. He surveys people week by week. He's been doing it for 3 years about their work from home habits. So you can get how much they're working. And one of the things he surveys is what employees want in terms of work from home, and separately what employers want in terms of how many days they want their workers to work from home. And what you see from that data, it's hard to describe a graph here, but what you see is that employers are gradually increasing over time the amount of days that they want their workers to be working from home. It's sort of converging.
Okay. So there isn't a mismatch here, that we see employers and employees singing from the same hymn sheet, ultimately, a 2 to 3 day office-based working.
Increasingly so, yeah. So at the very beginning of say, 2020, there was a big gap. Employers would have said, okay, we want our workers, you can work from home 1 day a week. Employees were saying, no, we want 2 or 3. And now that gap is just shrinking and shrinking and shrinking, and now they're kind of converging on 2 or 3.
So what then are the chances that we're going to be left with swathes of useless office space?
It seems quite high to me. I mean, so I looked at the overall market for offices, right? The number is sort of drifting. The office buildings are sort of gradually drifting down in price and other metrics. But there's a lot of variety within that, right? Within that, you've got the really fancy offices in the centre of Dublin, the ones that have been developed recently at high cost, for your technology companies with, you know, beanbags and neon signs and all that sort of stuff. Those ones are actually doing fine. They're holding their own. It's the sort of suburban offices, the slightly shabby offices, the older offices where, you know, most people actually work. Yeah, sort of 80% of offices are not of the brand new prime stock type.
The spaces, frankly, that don't make themselves attractive enough for employees to want to go to.
Exactly. Now you've got to entice your workers out of their spare bedrooms, which have gotten increasingly comfortable. People have gotten fancy office chairs to work from home. They've got nice double screen setups and all this. So it's the ones that are, so to go back to your question, brand new glassy city centre offices, probably okay, but suburban offices, the ones out at the edge, they're like, if we do have this contraction, if you do have this rationalisation, and if people start subletting the fancy ones, you could be a situation where you're left with the 70s, 80s, 90s stock in suburban locations and not the best locations, just sitting around like idle. And the other thing about it is, it's very difficult to convert these things. They're not, like, we have very specific rules about what a house is in Ireland and what it has to be. And an office is not like that. An office has, you know, to take one point, it has like a shared aircon ventilation thing. Mm-hmm. And you can't have a shared aircon ventilation thing for, you know, multiple apartment units. So
So basically, that place that has been designed as an open plan office space cannot be repurposed without major, major structural work into houses or apartments.
Major surgery. It's very expensive. Yeah.
You might have answered this next question in one little thing that you said there offhand about subletting. Because I have seen a number of different articles which suggest that the big tech firms are decreasing the size of their recruitment departments and are generally pivoting away from places like Ireland. Is there the same demand for space from the Twitters and the Facebooks or Metas and whatever else? Or have they, as I think you seem to be suggesting there, made up that gap by subletting to other firms?
So, yeah, well, on the subletting part, one interesting thing I saw was that Twitter is currently hiring for a lease expert. And if you go down through the job requirements, it's sort of like negotiating subletting on their lease contract.
Very interesting. Okay.
And so that, I think that was based in the US, to be fair. But anyway, it's a straw in the wind. The technology companies, okay, obviously they are very important to Ireland, very important to Dublin. They're the ones who are taking up the most fancy A-grade offices here. But with the technology companies, it's complicated by the fact that so technology companies have had to get used to working from home, same as every other company, but they've also had this very kind of crazy couple of years where in the first year of the pandemic, the demand for all their products just went through the roof and everyone was sitting at home using way more technology products. Their share products went crazy. They hired lots of workers. Everything was going great. And then around middle of 2021, for them, it all kind of didn't crater, but it kind of flatlined. So they've had to work out these very complicated problems. First around working from home, but also around, you know, what should they be? How many workers do they need?
And so there will be a period of necessary contraction is what you're saying.
It's something. So a company like Facebook, it would be in that category. You know, it's got two things going on at once, working from home, but also just a very high level. Like how many workers does this company need at the very top?
Okay. Back to where we started from, though, if we were being told very few years ago that the lack of office space was a reason that some companies weren't able to get into the Irish market, might there now be an opening for those second-tier companies that couldn't previously afford Irish office space to get into the Irish market?
Well, this is it. It does, an empty space, in our the way our economy works, things that don't get, that become unemployed, they usually find another use. As I said, it's hard to convert.
Or get filled at a lower rental rate.
Filled at a lower rental rate, exactly. As I said, it's hard to turn into an apartment, but you could maybe get a different type of company going to that space. One other wrinkle on it is that a lot of leases don't allow a company to sublet at a lower rate. And that's to do with the landlord, it's trying to protect the value of their building. And if the landlord wants to retain the rent at the highest rate possible, that sort of informs all.
I know, but I mean, common sense ultimately has to prevail, and a landlord will want to look at a tenant at a lower rate rather than an empty floor of an entire office block.
Exactly, yeah. And if we're in a situation in 3 or 4 or 5 years where this has all sort of started to play out, you can be sure that those leases will be renegotiated. And I hope, best case scenario, like you say, we've got lots of interesting little small companies, quirky companies taking advantage of all this cheap office space, and it's a renaissance in Ireland. Or the bad scenario is obviously zombie stock.
Well, I was going to ask, that's my next question is, gaze into your crystal ball there for a second at the future landscape of, well, let's specifically look at Dublin. Do you think that you're still looking at a vibrant office space market between the two canals, but as you move further out into the suburbs, there could be a couple of zombie buildings?
Well, that's been the trend so far. It's been the ones that have the segments of the office market that have fallen the most have been, I think, Dublin 4, actually where we are now, and in outside of Dublin as well. So it's sort of suburban blocks, suburban offices, and that's a trend not just in Ireland, it's all across the world. Suburban, poor, less well served, but worse locations, worse amenities, fewer sandwich shops, fewer pubs to go to after work. They're the ones that have suffered the most.
All right, Sean Keyes, finance correspondent with The Currency, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Coming up after the break, AI in the movies.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.